Hello, good morning. My name is Victor Akpomon, popularly known as Baz. On Saturday evening, around past 10 to 11 p.m., I was abducted by some gunmen, and they were dressed in police uniform. I was just coming back from the radio station with my manager, Jason Hartz. We're on for the hip hop lounge show with Bill Cosby. So these men had flashlights pointed at our face. Two of them came down from their vehicle, and they were in a Toyota Camry. When they had the flashlights pointed at my face and my manager's face, they started shouting, "I think now you, I think now you." They slapped me and they slapped my manager. We were trying to ask questions, and then they forced me into the vehicle and sped off towards Rumokoro area. This happened at Rumokuta Junction, not far from the main junction. So they sped off. While they sped off, they took my phone and they asked me to face down. While I face down, they had a blindfold on my face. So while they were driving, I was still trying to ask questions, and they told me to shut up. I complied. They drove for a couple of minutes. I can't tell how many minutes. I had no wristwatch on me, and I was still scared to think. So they drove and they got to a particular place and parked. They got me out of the vehicle and they took me into a building. I did not see the building. I still had the blindfold on. They took me to a building, took me to a room, put me in the room, and the room was very dark, so I could not see anything. They had the flashlight pointed at my face as well, and they locked me in that room till the next day, being Sunday. So that Sunday, he came again. One of them came, had the flashlight pointed at my face, and was offering me a phone, a small touchlight phone, and asked me to call Chief. I started explaining. I told him that I don't know any chief. My name is Victor. I stay at Eneka. He was still arguing. I was explaining further. I told him I was just coming back from the radio station. So immediately I mentioned the radio station, he paused. He stopped offering me the phone and he left the room. While he left the room, I went close to the door to hear if I could, to see if I could hear any of their voices or know what they were talking about. But I could just hear traces of noises in some form of argument. I think they had some argument amongst themselves. Shortly after, someone came back to the room, the same person, and offered me a bottle of Coke, plastic Coke, and Gala. I left the room. I couldn't eat it because I was this scared. I didn't know who they were. I didn't know what they had in the food. In the early hours of today, being Monday, the same person came accompanied with someone else, and they asked me to stand up, told me to face the opposite direction, which I did. They had a blindfold on me again. The other guy had the touchlight pointed, and they took me out of the room again. I was still trying to ask questions. They didn't respond. They told me to shut up. They took me into their vehicle again and drove off, still with the blindfold in my face. After a couple of minutes drive, they stopped somewhere and parked. While they parked, they opened the door, came out, and brought me out again, told me to sit on the ground and face the opposite direction, which I did. The other guy had the torchlight pointed at my face. It was still early and the whole place was still dark. They had the torchlight pointed at my face and asked me not to face them. If not, they will shoot me. So I complied. They had the blindfold removed and they got into their vehicle. They threw out my phone, threw out my school bag and my face cap, and then sped off. I didn't know where I was. I had to wait a little bit for the day to break, and I saw some people walking to their farms. I inquired from them and asked, "Please, where exactly am I?" They told me I was at Ishiokpo area. They directed me to where I could find bike. I saw bikes running around, and I took a bike to Omagua. From Omagua, I took a bus to Igrita and down to my house. Then afterwards, after I got to my house, I informed my parents about what happened, and then Bobby Rack called me. Told me to come to his office to explain what happened, which I'm doing right now.